We've heard a lot of bad things about fructose over the last few years, but now there is a Canadian study that is suggesting that fructose may not be such a bad guy after all and may not be to blame for obesity.
Well, what they are saying in this particular study, which was a meta-analysis, they looked at 41 trials that were controlled trials in terms of how people received the fructose. In this case, there were groups of people that were given the same total calories per day, but in half the group, they had fructose as one of the main components of their calories. And then in the other group, there was non-fructose or some other compound or some other food that was responsible for providing those calories. And they found that when those people had equal calorie consumptions, regardless of the source of where those calories came from, there was no change in their weight over time. But those that were given excessive calories, either from fructose, and sort of in addition to what they were eating during the day, to bolster their caloric intake, they obviously gained weight compared to the group that wasn't given the extra fructose and kept their calories the same. So it was a very simple equation, Mark. It simply says that it doesn't matter where the calories are coming from. It's the total number of calories, and we've talked about this before, the total number of calories that you are consuming per day on a consistent basis. If it exceeds what you need, you will gain weight. And I think that's what they're trying to say here, that in our diets or in our food supply, you have a lot of extra calories available. And we evolved as a species to try to conserve as many calories as possible because for the most part and for most of our development as a species, we didn't have much food available. And so we tend to conserve as much as we could when their food was available. Now we live in an environment where you walk down shopping in grocery stores and you have a glut of calories. And so we tend to consume those and our bodies are designed to conserve it.
So the key is watch your calorie count more so than watch whether or not fructose is in the products that you're buying.
That's it. It simply is. Again, it's calories is the currency of weight loss or weight gain, and that's just, I think, what this study tended to show.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.